Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, all righty, let's jump on into today. It is Saturday, November 15th. It's payday. It's not as often as we get to do a Saturday AM Live broadcast on NECAN payday, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense at all. It's just that I always look forward to the 15th of the month, and I have for the last 20 years, because it's always fun to see what NECAN sends us as a result of doing what we would do anyways. And so I want to welcome you to the call. Today's topic, and we're going to jump right on into things, and those of you who I've chatted with and said, hey, if you can jump on the call and share the fun that you've been having, increasing the fun factor is what I'm titling this, and what I couldn't put in the subject line in the email was increasing the fun factor, utilizing things that we're doing every day that we didn't realize maybe how much this could increase the fun factor in introducing people to NECAN. And what I'm talking about is social media, Facebooking, Twitter, Snapchatting, and the biggest one that I think, and I'll agree with Eric Worre when he described this as the biggest recruiting breakthrough in 10 years. And if you've taken the 40 minutes to view his training that I've emailed out the last couple weeks, and if you don't have it, please email me and I'll get that to you. But this today's chat, today's conversation with the people that are going to jump on here will make so much more sense once you've viewed that. And let me just set this up by saying I became aware of it a couple weeks ago. However, there wasn't a sense of urgency from the person who shared it with me. And so, like a lot of emails, I just kind of let it slide in there. I'll get to that someday. You know, it's like Jack Zufelt in his book, The DNA of Success, said he was sitting in a doctor's office waiting for an appointment, and he was looking through a magazine, and there was an article on procrastination. And somebody had written in a pen, and they forgot to take the magazine with them, obviously, but they had written in a pen, read this later. And he said, you know, that's how we are as human beings. We know something's really good for us, even dealing with the subject of procrastinating, and yet we'll attack it later. We'll take it in later. And that's much how this was for me. And 2 weeks ago, when my sponsor said, you need to watch this, and you need to watch it now, and I was looking at the clock, and I said, you know, it's 9:30 on a Friday night. If you're as excited as I know you are about this, if I watch this, and I'm probably not going to be able to go to sleep tonight, so I don't want to set myself up for that. And then the words were, son, you need to watch this, and you need to do it. Now, when mama tells you to do something, you better well do it. And so I did. The next morning, right after this call, I sat down, and we had some technical challenges in our house that, our laptop, the video capabilities, they've died. And so I watched it on my cell phone. And then I took the challenge afterwards, after watching it, and I am still blown away by the response. That if you simply will do something when challenged, and it reminded me much of those of us who have been through Humans Being More training, it reminded me of the silly exercise, and I describe it as silly, that, you know, the facilitators describe it as different ways, but this is what we're going to do, and you may feel a little goofy doing it, but everybody's going to do it. It's a full 100% participation. And yet once it's done, then you go, wow, that wasn't so bad. That didn't hurt. You know, I don't have any bumps or bruises or scrapes or scars from that at all. I should be more willing to challenge by choice, do these things anyway. So that's to set this up. And I want to hear what we're going to talk about here in the time we have this morning is talk about those of you who have done the challenge and what were the results, what happened with you. And I'm not going to, the best we can, for the sake of those of you who have not watched this 40-minute training, it shows that it's 50 minutes long, but you don't have to watch the last 10 minutes. It's a commercial for an upcoming event that probably is happening this weekend, or it might have already happened. But that 40 minutes, I guarantee you that it very well could be the best 40 minutes that you've spent in your Nikan career, as far as just utilizing something that we're already doing, but utilizing it to introduce people to Nikan. And so I know that Jeannie Zeden, Char Rogers, my mom, my sponsor of the infamous duo Denny and Char Rogers, the one who challenged me to watch it, Alan Fujioka in Hawaii. I'm not sure which ones of you are on right now, but if you, as a reminder, if you hit *6 on your phone line, that'll demute you. And Alan, I forgot to tell you that the other day, and Alan is sacrificing much sleep, being that it's just after 5 a.m. in Hawaii. But he said, no, Vance, I'll jump on your call. So, again, *6, if you guys are on the line. And if you are, you just got to speak up, and then I'll know that you're here. And I'm not hearing you speak up. And I love doing
good
big...
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we got Mom. And Alan, did you... If you're not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, then I know you're not on the line, and maybe we'll have to get you later. But *6 on your phone line, and it'll say your line has been demuted. I think, isn't that what it says, Mom?
Yep, it does.
I very rarely I get to be on the other end of these conference calls and remember all the different things it says. So, Mom, well, let's get started with you first, because you... And Jeannie Zeden, one of you all's first level silvers, you guys, the two of you sat down and watched this. It was right after the San Antonio field conference or convention, which we're still seeing wonderful, wonderful things come out of that. But this had nothing to do with you being amongst, 800 people in San Antonio.
Correct. And what had happened was Jeannie had watched a bit of it. I don't know how much, and I think she's probably in transit right now because she works the weekends. But anyway, she said to me, she says, I want to watch this. She says, I only got part of it watched, and it looks really good. And we put it off, talk about procrastination, about 2 or 3 days that we were down there, and I felt like, oh, we could have been so much more effective looking back on it. And anyway, we went through it, and we sat there, and I go, oh, my goodness. I love the numbers. I love the way he worked out how, what he'd gone through, and it had been tested in Great Britain, I believe it was, if I remember correctly. And I started to go through it again last night, and I just realized when I turned the computer on downstairs and was working around in there that I heard things I hadn't heard before. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, got to do this one again. Had to walk out of the room, so it was later. But anyway, the results were we took the challenge, and he said, before you let a new person go, like when you were training them, away from hearing that, he said, take 30 minutes and set 10 appointments, or make 10 texts, do 10 texts, and see what your numbers are. And Jeannie started texting people right then, and I saw her very quickly, because she's much faster at it than I am. I saw her rewrite a text 3 times in like 2 minutes before she sent it, cutting out words, making it shorter, just erasing the whole thing. But the whole thing was less than a sentence. I mean, it was just a phrase. And it was something about coffee when or something like that. It was really, really short. And then she sent one that was a little bit longer. And she giggled about one of them, and I don't think it was right at that time. Maybe it was. Who are you? And that, yes, I drink energy drinks occasionally. And what cousin are you talking about? And we sat there and laughed because she didn't obviously recognize the number, and she hadn't been with her just recently. I don't think she'd seen her on that trip to Texas, but it was one of her further out relatives that she was texting that she knew at one point she'd piqued their interest just in, you know, with whatever it was. And so, and she liked her, you know, go for the people you really like and you'd like to see in your business.
That's something that I think we've often called in the network marketing industry is our chicken list. Those people that we really, really think it would be fun, but we're afraid to contact them because, well, maybe they're already too successful, you know, in their own right. Maybe they have a business or businesses, and we're afraid of them because, oh, why would they look at network marketing? Why would they look at Nikan? Or maybe they don't have anything that we know that's physically wrong with them. And I think that's the wrong, I think we should be ashamed of ourselves, and I am putting myself up here on the chopping block. Because, you know, as Jack Clark says to people all the time when he gets in a conversation with somebody who he doesn't know, and they ask the question, because it eventually comes up, well, Jack, what do you do for a living? Well, I help people who are hurting. Do you know anyone? Do you know anyone that's hurting? You know, and that takes all the pressure off because we don't feel like we're having to share, because that's when you get to the appointment. But what we're talking about here this morning is the simplicity of there's so many things that we can do, but we just need to get the appointment. And those of us who have watched the training, we understand, and this goes back to, 10, 15 years ago when Dave Stoltzfus introduced us to the concept of the boss box, but really it's about filling up our calendar with appointments.
Right.
We all have things that are going to fill up that calendar. You know, Dave Johnson challenged me a couple years ago. Said, Vance, you either set your schedule or other people will. And it's our responsibility to fill up that calendar with appointments, regardless of how little time we think we have. If we've got a full-time job, okay, we have a lot of time in the evenings and the weekend. Well, we got to do this. Alan, I don't know
and
if
I,
you're... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I want to say how fast one was that before she got, I think the fourth went out, her bell was dingling. She says, that means I've got a text that's already come back to me. And she said, after about the third one that came back, I mean, very quickly, she said to me, she says, you know what? This makes me feel really good. Jeannie, are you on the line? Star 6 if you are, because her excitement has just welled over.
I know that Alan said to me the other day, he said, Vance, Kathy and I, referring to his wife, he said, we're going to get fat doing this if we keep this up. He said, we're eating so many desserts because we're meeting people in the evenings, and we text him and said, hey, can we get together for dessert? And he said, Hawaiians love desserts. And he said, but we're going to get fat. We got to get a grip on this. But his words exactly, and I quote, Vance, we've never had this much fun since the day we joined Nikan. And I, you could hear that energy coming through the phone. And folks, bottom line, if you have a cell phone and you text, okay, so that's two big ifs. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you something. The 21st century, this is the way. It's not where we're going. It's what we do. This is the way we live.
How many times do you get somebody when you dial them on the phone? Do you expect that you're always going to get somebody? No, we don't even expect it anymore. I do not expect email replies.
No, I'd say it's probably 80% of the time I dial somebody's number that I'm not even going to expect them to answer the phone. That's a given.
Yeah, her comment of just how good does this make me feel? It gives me confidence. And he talks about that. If you don't text, you know what? All I can say is you're missing out. And I read an email, Vance, and I know we can't talk about this, but I read an email that was sent out to the President's Club last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what he... I'm sure you
I
did,
read it.
Too.
Yep.
I'm sure you did. And this whole thing, we cannot be living in the cranked phone. Let's turn the handle. Timing. I mean, the timing. we are not in that era anymore.
Well,
and,
let me say
Dad
this.
Went
yeah.
out and immediately, Dad immediately started texting. He had never texted one text ever in his life. And my new phone came, guys, last night, and hopefully it's going to get hooked up because we can get out hopefully today. But I am so excited about this. I'm excited about the response. I'm waiting for some people only because it would not be proper, because there was a couple of them had deaths in the family that I know are going to be interested, that I really want to have as a business partner. Now, I say that with a lot of confidence, but if they're not, you know what? There's going to be a whole bunch more.
Okay, Mom, I want to, you said a couple things here, and I want to rewind here so people understand where what we're talking about. And I want you to give some examples. I want to hear it from you, what you and or Jeannie had texted the people, and because it can be as simple as, hey, it's been a while. Can we do coffee sometime soon? When are you available? That's how simple it can be.
No. Way shorter than that. When can we have coffee?
When can we have coffee? So five words.
When can we have coffee? That's the longest I think I sent initially when I started doing it. I was doing it before I got back home for the people that were here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I found out that, gee, one of them isn't probably going to be a business partner. I mean, a day later came right back to me, and I said, that's fine. You know, that's fine. We still will have a great relationship. We won't see each other as much because we don't have the reason to see each other like we would have. But that's okay. If she's not, you know, I'm not throwing her away by any means, but it brought it to the surface much faster than it had been dragging out. Well, yeah, I think, you know, no. It just
sure.
was a done deal.
Well, and
so
you can't,
no matter what way you're going, you're going to find out who wants to join you.
Right.
Coffee, question mark. It doesn't have to be more than one word and a question mark.
Yeah, and if they respond...
Yours,
yeah, if they respond back and say, who is this, it's
That's
fine.
Great.
It's fine. Then you get to say, hey, it's Susan. It's obviously been a while, and leave it at that. And then if she says right back, Susan who? And then you can, you know, but the thing is you're creating dialogue. Let me say something, because people, we always come up with different reasons or different excuses, and when you watch the Eric Worre training on this, okay, the biggest recruiting breakthrough in the last 10 years, you'll see how this puts the fun factor back into it, and it takes away so many of those objections and so much of that awkwardness that we often feel, and what we're seeing taking place.
And the fear, you're not interrupting their schedule, you're not having to think of what to say next on the phone, you're not afraid of what they're going to say to you, it's nothing.
Yeah, and the thing is, we'll get into later, not today, but later, on what do you do when you actually book the appointments. Well, I can tell you from experience, the sooner that you can leverage an ABC, whether somebody above you, your sponsor, or a tool, a short video, or printed information. Let's say you just want to talk about the Kenzen 10-4. Well, you give them a packet, and then you print off the three pages, the quick reference fact sheets. There's only three of them, and say, I thought this might be applicable to you, because do you ever use energy drinks? Oh, no. Or do you ever find yourself could use an energy pick-me-up? Or do you know anybody that does? Oh, yeah, my daughter, she works this shift, and she's got three little ones. She could definitely use it. Well, maybe you should pass this on to her. You know, the sky is the limit, and as you said, Mom, maybe they're not going to be somebody that's even a caliber of being part of Nikan or even using any of the solutions, which I find that really hard to believe. But at least we're building
relationships. I found that one hard to believe, Vance, because I think there's only one person I can think of, and no names on any of this stuff, but didn't like the color of it, thought it looked ugly, and you know, didn't want to taste it. They didn't make it a pretty color.
You mean as one of our existing people described it, it looked like baby poo? is the way it was described to me. No names, of course, but, you know.
No, but the other thing I'm thinking of, and this stuff's rattling in my brain, and if anybody else has kind of come on, cut me off, but I'm going to cut you off, but it's hand in glove. It's hand in glove. Not in any time in the 22 years did we have the situation where this would be, could be, the potential, the quickness of what it can be with this one product. That's what got me really, really excited.
You mean cashing into a $10 billion existing industry?
Tell me, how many knockoffs do we have in companies that are creating magnetic sleep systems, our flagship product, in 22 years? How many knockoffs do we have, guys? How much time have we had to spend in educating, and they still, I just started doing this. I said, okay, so, you guys, how many times do you run into somebody that already knows and is sleeping on another competitive product? No.
In 22 years, Mom, I've come across one person.
That was one that came from Japan, wasn't it?
Yeah, yep, and the company's no longer in existence. And they spent $2,000 on just the sleep pad and $800 on the seat cushion. $800.
A guy at the counter, that just does not mean you don't take opportunities. I walked up to buy something on Sunday, and the guy had a monster drink. I wouldn't have even known what a monster drink was before 10-4, because I don't look at that kind of stuff. And he had a monster drink sitting there opened. And I said, do you drink these often? He goes, yeah, I hate to admit it. I know they're crap, but he says I do. And I said, are you open to looking at something else that's actually really good for you that replaces it and does as good or better job? And he looked at me and he goes, in a heartbeat, and I'll pay more for it than I do for this one. That was his... Do you have one with you? I couldn't even get it out of my mouth to ask him another question.
You know, Mom, I talked to a gal this week, and she said, I was just, did you, Vance, did you say green matcha tea? And I said, yeah. Matcha, right? And I said, yes. She said, I just found out about that a few days ago, and I found a source for it that I can buy a big bag of the dried, you know, the powder, to make my own tea, but in the bulk, it's $65 for this big bag. And I said, Linda, you're kidding me, right? And she said, no. I said, well, now that you've got one of the ingredients of what's in 10-4, what's it going to cost you to add oolong tea or black tea or green tea? And I just went through the ingredients from my memory, and she said, you mean all that's in the Kenzen 10-4? Uh-huh. And I said, at $1.31 a serving, would you be interested in it? And she said, oh, okay, I got to get this on my auto ship right away. And that's great, but
I'm anal, and I went out looking, and I found a matcha tea, and it tastes good. Has not the effect.
No.
Of course,
did
not have the effect. And the other thing I just saw yesterday is, if you do it just right and you drop it in the water, you will see the dark berries in there. That's what gives it the you know, that along with the other ingredients gives it the funny color. I told the person, I said, you know, what I can do is just put it in an opaque cup for you so you can't see it very well. And you definitely wouldn't be able to see the sediment that's in the bottom. That was another complaint. You know, who cares?
Yeah, and Mombi,
I think
Alan's going to be jumping on the line here any second, but let me go over really quick. Let me go over some things really quick.
No more interruptions.
Yeah, when you sit down and say, well, what do I text people? Well, and why is texting such a big deal? Well, here's 5 points for you really quick, and you're going to see this in the Eric Worre training. So if you can't write it down, well, it's okay. You'll see it there. Texting trumps all forms of modern-day communication. It trumps them all, whether it be Facebook, email, Twitter, etc., picking up the phone, sending an email. It trumps them all. It's the culture we live in right now. And you can't challenge that fact. It is what it is. here's the point number two. The content, all you're trying to do is schedule the appointment. Shorter is better. Coffee? Question mark. Okay? If they come back and say, you know, they want a reason for why you want to get together, be creative. Create curiosity. It's been a while since we've got together. I'm really jazzed about something I just discovered. You know, and if they write back, is this MLM or is this about Niken? And you can get creative as you want to. Yes, absolutely, exclamation mark. Short and sweet. This is what people do that text. Objections? If they throw up an objection, be honest. You know, oh, I don't have time to meet now. Okay, when? You know, or, you know, our family's really, really, you know, financially tight right now, and we don't have any money to spend on this because I know I'm going to want, you know, whatever the objections are, just be honest with them. The whole purpose and the last point is meet and share. And Alan, are you on the line yet? Nope, not there yet. Okay, didn't come on. Let me share two things with you real quick that just happened. This is within 24 hours to show and illustrate how quick, how fast the 21st century is. And if you want to be a part of it, it's not that you have to become a texter and you have to utilize your cell phone this way. It's just, this is what people are doing. Modern day communication, as I mentioned, Facebook, Twitter, emailing, all these different things. Yesterday, okay, we've had inclement weather here. Let's call that, what do they call it, Mom? A wintry mix, where at the intersection closest to your house, it's all country roads where we live. It's a four-way intersection. It's one of two flashing lights in our entire, you know, little town, and there was a 15-car pileup because of the freezing rain. All right, so everybody's pretty much stuck in their homes. We were without electricity for 6-7 hours, and we had to get the corded phone out, to which our youngest daughter, Addie, looked at it and said, "Daddy, what's this?" Because she'd never seen a corded phone before, which I thought was hilarious. But here's my point as far as how fast things can go viral, and I'm not making this up, okay? Stacy and I went out to clear some of the snow off the driveway that was actually removable in the inch that, or 2 inches or so, which is, I know it's not very much. Some of you are thinking, oh, good Lord, Vance, you guys are whining and complaining about an inch or two of snow. No, that wasn't the issue. We just wanted to get down in the driveway again. It's eighth of a mile long, and it's 110 feet elevation. Most of the driveway was covered with freezing rain. Okay, about a half inch. So go get the salt, put it on it, and wait for it to do its job. But before we did that, I said, let me see if I can just chip away a little bit of this. And Stacy looks at me and says, oh, this is going to be too good. And Addie's standing there watching us. And I said, what? And she said, I'm going to video this. This is going to be too good. And I said, oh, okay. Within 30 minutes, she took that video, threw it on Facebook. It was picked up by a friend of ours who is the chief meteorologist for our Fox News affiliate, and in less than 9 hours, 110,963 people had viewed that little 17-second video clip of me slipping on the ice, shovel going flying in the air, and me sliding down the driveway on my back. And the comments, people, I mean, I'm reading page after page after page. Last night at 9 o'clock, I'm going, you put this on when, wife? What time was it? She said, oh, it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock-ish, I think. 110,000 people had viewed that little video. And I'm going, why? And she said, well, because it's funny. People think it's funny that you slipped on the ice and you went sliding down the hill. And the comments of, oh, goodness, I hope he didn't get hurt, and I feel bad laughing, but, man, this is the best news I've heard all week. This is so funny. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is where our culture is today, that everything is so quick. Everything is so fast. Alan, did you hit star 6 on your line yet?
Am I on?
You are on. We've got a few minutes left. Tell folks what you and Kathy have experienced by utilizing the communication form of texting in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, we saw that video that you sent us, and I got all excited because that's exactly how my kids act. And even our office, the younger generation, they won't answer the phone. They'll just text. So I told Kathy, you know, I think this will work. So we called our group, and we met with several of our people several times. And each time we met, we ran the video. We let them see it. And there's a lot of hesitation in the beginning because, you know, it's pretty new. So we went and we did the challenge. We did what Eric said, you know, let's do 10. So we challenged everybody, says, okay, let's do 10. And whoever gets the first response, you know, wins. And so everybody starts texting. In fact, the first group, we showed it to one of our friends. He's not very active right now, but just real quietly, he was playing with his phone. And normally when he comes over, he's playing his games on his phone. And so I didn't think anything of it. And all of a sudden, there's a beep, and he gets a response. And lo and behold, he was there texting away. And before we had we had even put down the challenge, he had gotten 5 responses. and we were like, whoa. So the rest of us, you know, started texting. And we've done it already 3 times. And this is the most fun I've ever had in Nikkei. And one of the things that I share with the people who come over, you know, and these are people have been with us for several years now. And I just posed the question, in network marketing, you know, what is the hardest thing for a new person to do? And we all agree that, yeah, calling people to make appointments is probably the hardest thing. So I asked them before I even queue up the video, what if there was a way that you could, if you had a new person, and as you're setting them up, before they even do anything, you know, within the first hour, they set 4 appointments. What if there's a way to get a new person in their 4 hour, in the first hour of the business, to get 4 appointments? What would that do to your business? And they all agree, yeah, that'd be great. And that's when we start doing this text. And Kathy and I have been just off the hook busy. One of our guys who came, he didn't even know how to text. And in fact, he hasn't been involved in the business. His wife has been doing everything. And so when we're doing this, he's asking the wife, how do you use this thing? How do you text? You know, and then she's helping him. And then, you know, we're waiting for the response. And his wife gets the response, you know. And so he's still over there trying to text. And as other people are getting responses, we're doing this at like 9:30 at night. And so he's going like, looks like all my friends are still sleeping, you know? but before the end of the night, he has like 4 responses. Mm-hmm. This guy never did anything in the business either, yeah. And we're just having, and at the end of the night, he looks at me and says, wow, Alan, you're going to be busy. Because we are doing the 21 Club, yeah, with a lot of our folks. We're just challenging them, you know, you want to launch your business, let's get in front of 21 people. And this is, you know, we have another guy that just started. He was all set to go. And he got his list, 250 name list. We went through the list. We sorted it. But nothing's happened over the last 2-3 weeks. Well, we met with him a couple of days ago. And he's got the responses already. So needless to say, this has been the most, and it's fun, Vance. I've never had so much fun setting appointments with our group. Everybody's having fun. They're laughing, and, you know, we're just having fun.
And there's no intimidation. There's no fear factor. And, Alan, you said something that's so, so vitally important, and that is start with 10. Take a 10 text challenge, start with 10. Send 10 texts and see what happens. And, you know, if nobody responds back, well, maybe they've all got their cell phones off. I've had people text me and say, hey, Vance, I texted you yesterday. And I said, you know, I am so sorry. I was gone all day and I made the stupid mistake of leaving my phone at home. That's the truth, honest truth. It happens. And it happens with other people. But that's very rare is that going to happen. And Alan, I'm just thrilled that we've discovered something here that's so simple. This doesn't change anything of what you want to share with people. You know, if you want to talk about sleep, if you want to talk about water, if you want to talk about the fact that no longer are your feet hurting because of the M-strides, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to introduce people to. But Alan, really quick, I want to wrap this up here, but one of the things that you and Kathy have done, and you picked this up from Mac and Pat, giving credit where credit is due, is that when you sat down with somebody who's really brand new, they don't know anything about Niken, what is it that you do? And we would describe it as the five pillars of health, but you have another phrase for that or another couple words you use when people analyzing what's important to them in life. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, Pat was very gracious. I had watched the Foster's video, and that really got my attention. When they launched with the 21 Club, and so as I watched all the videos that Pat and Mac and the Foster had done, they kept on saying something about quality of life needs. And so I had Pat share with me for, you know, almost an hour about how when you're talking to people, instead of just coming out and sharing about, you know, all the great products we have, is to find three quality of life needs in their life. And the way we do it, and is Niken used to have that corporate flyer about balance, and kind of introduces the five pillars of health. And so we still use that. And I just share with people that, you know, the reason that we love Niken so much is that it's based on a philosophy of balance, and it's about balance not just in your body but in your life. If there's any area in your life that is out of balance, you're not going to experience, you know, true wellness, because especially when people are stressed out, either about their family or about their finances, you know, or their mind is bothered about something, stress does, you know, terrible things to our bodies. And so I asked them, you know, out of these five areas, body, mind, family, society, or finances, what area would they most like to improve in their life? And then, you know, then they start sharing, and a lot of times they'll come up with one or two areas, yeah? And then I just ask, you know, in those areas, what would you like to see improved? You know, what are the things that you'd like to see happen in your life in those areas that, you know, and that's how we get the ball started.
And Alan, you know, I think the simplicity of that is that we tend to be more excited. I think it's 90% of the people, even higher than that, come on board Niken because of the solutions, because we're a product-driven society. And when you deal with something like what we've been dealing with, and our variety of experiences is so varied, that we get results with Niken solutions, or maybe with several, or those of us who have been around a while, we just keep layering one wellness solution on top of the other, and that's what kind of cranks our bolts. You know, we get excited about that, and we want to share that with people, and we need to tone that down within reason, still be excited, be zealous, be passionate about it, but contain that a little bit. What I describe as passionate contentment, because we can be really, really excited, and people see that coming, you know, a mile away and go, oh, he's going to sell me something. She's going to be wanting to hit me up for something. Whereas when you sit down with somebody and ask them, you know, what are your quality of life needs? What are the big ones that jump out? Is it finances? Is it physical relief? Is it more time with the family? Well, Niken addresses this. This is part of that. That whole, the five pillars of health, humans being more, the spirit, the concept of Kaizen, which the team Kaizen, by the way, met this week, and I'm not going to go into it. But let's do something we don't. Usually we cut the call off. And I feel like we need to open this up because there's questions that people have. And Alan, if you've got a few minutes, because I know you're not going to go back to bed, Well, hopefully you'll be able to get squeak in a nap sometime this afternoon. That doesn't happen in the Rogers household because of the four-year-old who can't seem to be quiet. But star six on your phone line. And I want to open this up for those of us who are thinking, well, I never thought about texting people. I never thought about utilizing this. Let's just open up. Hit star six on your phone line if you've got a question, and let's talk about this in the time, because I've got some announcements, but they're not really time sensitive, so they can wait. They can wait till next week.
Well, this is Carol in Wisconsin.
Go ahead, Carol.
If they say that they're, you know, they'd most like to improve their time with the family, then what would be the next thing that you might say with that? I mean, ask them, you know, what it is or whatever, but then in terms of Nikan, what would be the next thing you might say to that?
Alan, I want you to answer that. My gut tells me that usually because I've asked this question that, oh, yeah, I'd love to spend more time with my family. Well, then we, rather than providing a solution for that, we have to ask a further question of, well, what's preventing you from that? And
okay.
most people, I think it's easy enough to assess the question or assess the situation. They're going to come back and say, well, it's my job. You know, I work a regular 40-hour-a-week job, and I commute a half an hour each way, so that's another hour each day, and there's really no time in the morning when they're getting ready to run out to school or they're getting ready to do this, and then by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. They've got homework. They've got basketball practice or this. How do we make that happen?
Yeah.
Well, if there was a way to maybe trim back some of those hours, or well, what's the hindrance on the weekend, you know? But that, again, that gets into the core philosophy of looking at it. This is not typical in the country of Japan or in other Asian countries in the big cities. But you get outside of those big cities, these people live life balanced. And I would not only say in Asia, but I look at our biggest country outside of North America, where our Nikan group is, it's in Sweden. I mean, these people have a different family dynamics, quality of life. And it's because it's a priority. And, you know, then there's the other extreme that I see here in the U.S. anyways, and it's I think it's in all of North America, U.S. and Canada, is we go extreme where you see some people, they spend every Saturday and Sunday as a family, and then they're completely out of balance in the other areas because they're not involved in the community at all, because they live to camp or they live to do club sports. And I'm guilty there. I'll throw up my right hand and say, yep, that was us. We've done that the last 4 years. Every other weekend, we are at a club volleyball tournament. And it takes time, but that's what we chose to do as a family. And it cost us in other areas. So
yeah,
that Alan, what's been your response with people who say, yeah, I want to spend more time focusing in on the family quality of life area?
Well, like you said, first of all, you gotta find out what is it that's keeping them from that, if it is their job or not. Yeah, but I like when Pat, and even especially Matt, he says that, you know, when you talk to people, it's not about presenting. It's not about having a presentation. It's about a conversation. And so, you know, when somebody comes up with a personal question like that, you know, before we can help them, we really got to identify what areas, what is causing that. Is it their job? Is it something else? Is it sickness in the family? And then once you get around those areas and you kind of uncover a few more things, you know, my response is, you know, I think we might have a solution for you. When's a good time for us to get back together again? You know, because I'd like to share a few ideas with you that may be able to free up some of your time, yeah, or be able to get you where you really want to. And then you tie it into wherever the conversation leads. Because Nikan, I mean, we have so many ways to do this. They don't have to do the job full time. They can just do it part time. Depends on what their needs. I remember when we first started, I think it's like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, we were doing the Rich Dad Poor Dad stuff. We used to play the game. And we had some friends come over, and one of our cross line one day calls me up after he had done the game 3-4 times, and he says, "Alan, I got it. So what do you mean you got it? He says, "All I need to do is develop another $600 a month to supplement my retirement, and I'm free." And all it took was $600, because that's all he needed to live the lifestyle he wanted, to be comfortable. All he needed was an extra $600. And we don't know where people are, you know. I remember way back there was an article that says in most marriages, if they had another $200 in income, monthly income, it would solve most of their financial problems.
Yep, that statistic is still true today.
We don't know where the people are, and if another $200 or $600 would do it for them. And so, you know, we really need to sit down and find out what it is that would free them from whatever it is. Yeah.
And that's the barrier, I think, that so often presents itself. And I will say I'm just as guilty as a Diamond Wellness consultant. I'm the first one to say, man, I like to talk. When you've got a solution, you've got a whole bag of tricks that you want to share with people. And as a parent, I do this all the time. However, we need to slow down a little bit, and I find myself doing this now with our girls, and they'll come in and quickly ask a question, and I'll look at, especially our middle daughter, Emily, and I'll say, "Can you problem solve and come up with the answer for that?" "Well, no, I don't think that's the truth." You know, it's something as simple as, "Do we have any, you know, almond milk left?" Well, there's a barrier right in front of you called the refrigerator door.
Yeah.
I'll bet if you open that, you can find the answer to your question. Well, yeah, but I mean, well, I'll bet if you open that refrigerator, and people think I'm making this story up right now, but as mom is my witness, she's on the line. She'll attest. And it's no different with adults. If we can set and create a lively conversation and ask more questions, hey, what would that be worth to you? If you want to give back more to your community, what's the biggest barrier for that? Well, we don't know where to get started. Really? Okay, well, I'll bet if you did, you know. Alan, I think you would attest to this, and other people on the line, that most people, the two biggest areas, if we're going to ask them about their quality of life needs, the two biggest areas are not about so much family. They're not about community. They're not about mind issues so much. But their number one is about physical body, and number two is about finances.
That's the two that they always come back to, that every one of them. And I like when Pat had shared, I think, in one of their videos, you know, is on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is that to you? And that'll nail it down, because, you know, if it's a 5, then it's probably not that important to them. But when they tell me 7 or 8, or I had a guy tell me 10, you know, then, you know, it's really important to you then. And you can kind of anchor it in there. Pat always has shares about anchoring things, you know, to repeat it again and have them say, yeah, that is important to me. Now we have something to work with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She has a wealth of information. Yeah.
Yeah, and these are things that there is a book, and if you're in an area and you don't have access to somebody as filled with a wealth of information like Mac and Pat, it's hot off the presses, I believe. I think it was made available for the first time in San Antonio. I don't even know the name of it. I saw the cover of it, but Focus on Growth has it, and it's basically the modern-day version of the Getting Started Manual. The Fosters and Mac and Pat co-authored it, collaborated it, and most of this stuff that, Alan, what you're talking about is in this book. And so get it. I don't even know what the cost was. I just know
it's
it was a big...
Final Steps, I think.
That's it.
Vital Steps, and I think it's about $24.
Yeah, Vital Steps, $24, $25. And you're gonna, there's a wealth of information out there. I don't recommend buying a case of them. Buy one of them, okay? It'll cost you $4 or $5 shipping. But if you're in an area and you don't have your sponsor nearby, and this is, or maybe you've been at NECN for 10, 12 years and you're just really frustrated, it's really not about a script or a method. It's about filling up your calendar with appointments and bumbling your way through it the best you can and having some fun. And that's what I think is one of the biggest things that we often miss is the fun factor of getting together face-to-face with people and just asking questions. Find out what's going on in their life. Find out what's troubling them or what's really, you know, triumphing them. You know, that's not really a word, but find out what their triumphs are, what's really, you know, going on, and then see if NECN's a fit. But ask those quality of life questions, like Alan just said, on a scale of 1 to 10. What are the big ones? And really do that. Again, I want to reiterate, if you haven't taken the 40 minutes to watch this biggest recruiting breakthrough in 10 years, it's on there. And please, I'm not going to call you out by name, but you know who you are. Last week when I challenged everybody to watch it, a couple people spoke up and said, Vance, I don't know if that's still available. Well, I'll tell you what, it is. Okay, that's to me like saying, well, I don't know if the sun's going to come up today. It is, all right? It's going to come up. There might be a cloud barrier in between us and the sun. We may not know that it's there, but trust me when I say it's going to come up. It always does. Even with a eclipse, the sun is always going to come up. And I'm not going to go into a rendition of The Sun Will Come Up Tomorrow from the Broadway musical classic, Annie. I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to say, here's my point, my takeaway, is if you watch that training video, if you take the 10-text challenge, I guarantee you by this time next week, you're going to have a couple appointments, you're going to be introducing people to NECN like you never have before, and that's totally up to you. I would encourage you to either on your phone or on a laptop or wherever you meet with them, pull up the NECN website, show them the 2 minute, I think it's a minute and 52 seconds long, the Life in Balance video. It really, really opens the door for lots of wonderful conversation. And I made the mistake this week of sitting down with a friend who's, won't go into his scenario, but at the end of our time together, I said, let me just show you this real quick. And I could tell that if I would have showed them that to him, that video, at the beginning of our conversation, it would have made the whole rest of our time together so much more fun. But what did I do? I'm the guru here. I've been at this for 22 years. I know how to present NECN. I know how to talk about all the different solutions. I know how to do all the different energy tests. What a waste of his time and my time. I could have done it so much differently that when the conversation switched to NECN, which it did, I should have said, hey, let me just show you this real quick. And then let's talk about quality of life needs. So I don't know how else to say it to make it easier on us, but you know, that's one of those big things that, you know, just one of those. And again, the book from Focus on Growth is called Vital Steps. It's $24. Thank you, Jerry, for your text. It makes it easier for me. But I thumbed through it, and I thought, oh, this is fantastic, absolutely fantastic resource and a tool to use. It. And then the other thing, too, is that when somebody says, hey, you know, I'd like to do this, what do you recommend? Well, I know, Alan, I'll tell them what you and Kathy are doing, and that is immediately schedule another appointment. You can put them in the system. They can even sign themselves up if they want to, but get their information, put them in the system, figure out what's the best track for them to get on, whether it's AutoShip, whether it's the PACS. You can go over that. Everybody should have the pack, the 10 pages of all the different packs regarding AutoShip, the Vital Pack, the Environmental Pack, the Sleep System Pack with all the breakdown that Mac and Pat put together. If you don't have that, email me. I'll give my email in a few seconds here. Schedule another appointment, or, and it's best to do it with them, but if you can't, sit down with them and watch the 40-minute Eric Worre Biggest Breakthrough in Recruiting History. That's the question we can ask, is what would you think if I could show you exactly how this meeting came about with me popping the text to you? Would that make it easier to do if you could take out all of the fear, all the barriers to setting appointments? What would that be worth to you? Okay, let's schedule time and let's sit down. Or we can't get together in the next few days. I'm going to email you a link, and can you commit to 40 minutes of watching this and taking notes? And thinking, okay, I can do this. If somebody will commit to you to doing that, then you don't necessarily have to get together with them. But it's really, really profound, as Alan shared, when they get together with a few people on their team and what the response is. Literally, right then and there, start texting. And it doesn't matter what time of day it is. It's not like you're calling people at midnight. If you're popping them a text, they should be asleep. And if they're not, if their name is Gisela Stevens, who stays up till, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and texts me constantly, then that's their own prerogative. But this is so, so much fun, and do that. Again, if any of what we've talked about, you don't have it, or you don't remember what we said so fast because, you know, we talked too fast, and I'm saying we, I'm not taking all the blame on myself, pop me an email. Or you can pop me a text. Our email address is vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, without the D, 995@gmail.com. And if it's more urgent, pop me a text at 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And here's one final thought. If your sponsor, if they're, maybe they're not as active as they used to be, or maybe your sponsor up above them, that you really would like to work with somebody that's getting paid on you, okay, I would encourage them to watch this as well and say, hey, would you do this with me? Because nobody has more vested interest in seeing you succeed than your upline. And if the people, everybody above you is inactive, or they're out of the game, or, you know, whatever the case may be, so be it. There's going to be somebody out there. But this is something we can do literally, not as a lone ranger, but we don't have to wait for Tonto to come riding up alongside of us to do this. Because once we find a couple people to run with, then we're not flying solo here. And that's what I saw from this from the get-go. It's like, man, this is so simple, but as Alan, as you said, it's so much fun. It really is.
It's fun.
Yes. Okay, well, hey, gang, we are out of time.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.